Piracy. Losses due to software piracy are estimated at $12.2 billion a year, just in business applications. The figures for the games industry are no less impressive. Up to 108,000 jobs, $4.5 billion in wages, and $1 billion in tax revenues are also lost. According to Peter Burke, Vice President for the Anti-Piracy Programs at the Software Industry Information Association, the SIIA, most of the software being sold on Internet. Many of these copies are burnt at home for about $1 a CD, and then sold as pirated software. There is more to piracy than just disk swapping among friends. It has become an illegitimate business on its own, and is sometimes carried out on a corporate level. Enterprises which use multiple copies of a single licensed program to cut down on costs. Or, in ways unknown to the end user, dealers who install pirate copies on new computers. With huge sums of money involved, it is no surprise that organized crime has taken an interest in it. Even in the United States and Western Europe, where the issue is addressed very seriously, the piracy rates average 30 to 40% from country to country. Russia and Asia have the most active pirate markets, with Vietnam and China leading the list with astounding 100% and 97% rates respectively. Revenue rates are not directly linked to piracy rates, because in many countries with a high piracy rates, the software market is not very big, whilst regions with relatively low piracy rates, like North America, suffer higher losses due to the large internal market. Inevitably, the growth of the legitimate software market is affected as developers face the real possibility of pirate copies outnumbering legal ones, turning an otherwise successful product into a financial failure for the company. Prosecution can prove difficult or impossible, as copyright laws differ from country to country. Imagine convincing the Indian police to arrest a Chinese citizen because of a court order emitted by a French tribunal on behalf of a US company. End of text.